So, once again, we're in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. On page 44, we'll be on Zion. So we talked about, yesterday we ended up with someone who gets an Aliyah, page 44. So you make the bracha out loud. It's not good if you make the bracha silently. The Machaber says a person's a toeh. So what we left off with yesterday is what's considered loud. I mean, like belted out, like Ethel Merman, you know, like, how loud is loud? So the Mishnah Berurah says that quietly is called kol deles asura tzaisa kidin davar shebekdusha. Quietly is that if 10 people cannot hear it. Again, you're saying barchu. Barchu, like we do, like Chazan does, is what we call davar shebekdusha. Davar shebekdusha means something that you need a minion for. Kadesh kedusha, barchu, laning. Right? So here you're saying Baruch Hu. So it's just like the Chazan saying, you need 10. So if you don't have 10 who can hear your Baruch Hu, so then you don't have a minion. You don't have a minion, so then we can understand why the Machaber is so strict about this. Again, the Mishnah over here brings down the Magen Avraham. So the same thing with Kaddish. You have to be careful that, again, you don't have to belt it out, but that it has to be audible enough that at least 10 people could hear it. Right? At least 10 people could hear it. The same halacha. Okay, Zion. Achar she'anu ha'am baruch Hashem u'mevorach le'olam v'ayed. Right, so we just said, the guy opens, we talk about it, holding it open and looking inside, not looking at it, looking away, all that type of stuff. But you start, and you say, and the guy says, baruch hu. The person gets the aliyah gets baruch hu. And, right, baruch hu Hashem u'mevorach. He's calling to people to bless Hashem. So they bless, baruch Hashem u'mevorach le'olam v'ayed. So after they answer, after the tzibur, after everyone assembles, says Baruch Hashem Baruch Lolam Voed, Chozah Hamavarach Omer Baruch Hashem Baruch Lolam Voed. So then the guy who gets the aliyah goes back and he says Baruch Hashem Baruch Lolam Voed. K'day Lichlo Hamavarach Atzmo Bichlam Mavarachim. In order to include the Mavarach, the guy who's getting the aliyah, amongst those who are blessing Hashem. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Chaf Ches. Now again, so the Machaber says, he says Baruch Hu, then everyone else says Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Olam Voed, and then he has to say Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Olam Voed, so he's included in those who are branching Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Le'el B'Sham Siv Katan Dalet Masha Kasati Sham. So the Mishnah Berurah says, look over there, what I wrote over there. Don't tell. But over there, in Sivkat and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says that, and you see, many people make this mistake. When they get an aliyah, and everybody says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Voed, they say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Voed, simultaneously. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's incorrect. In other words, what the Machaber is saying, the Mishnah Berurah says, is, you get an aliyah, you say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam Voed, Baruch. Everyone says Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed. Then after that subsided, then you afterwards say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed, right? Not simultaneously. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over there. That you don't say it together. You don't say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed. You mean the person getting the aliyah together with everyone else. Okay, very important. A lot of people mess that up. Okay, let's just do look at Chas very quickly. Afilu Beruch Birchas HaTorah La'atzmo. Even if you made Birchas HaTorah to yourself, right? I don't know. You were either very late for one minion or very early for another, depending on how you look at it. The tekev karo likros b'torah. And right away they call you up for the Torah. So in other words, let's say you're very early, and you're early, and right, with only one room, so you're early for the second minion. First minion is laning, so they call you up for an aliyah. You're preparing for the second minion, so you just said birchas haTorah, right? What do we say in the morning, all the way in the morning. Right? So they call you up for an aliyah right then. So, you'll see the problems. Tzarech lachzor or levarach asher baruch habanu keshekor b'torah. Still, you go back and you say asher baruch habanu all over again. Because even though you just said that bracha, you said Hashem Baruch Hu Malik Kol Amim, you're in 2 seconds, or however long it takes you to walk up there, you're going to make that bracha all over again. Why? Because that bracha, Asher Baruch Rabbanu, was set up by Chazal out of respect to the Torah. Okay? So in other words, the scenario is like this. You said Asher Baruch Rabbanu. We'll see in the next halacha. How about if you didn't say the second bracha, Lasso B'direi Torah? That's next. That's tomorrow, so. Right? But at least for today, we have a different issue. Before that, you said the first bracha of Birchas Torah. Right then, they call you up for an aliyah. So do you make another bracha? You just made the exact same bracha. You're going to make the same bracha all over again 2 seconds later. Answer is yes, because it's for a different reason. Okay, now, so again, let's get the scenario that we're going to talk about a little more tomorrow. In other words, you made the bracha Asher Baruch Rabbanu. You didn't say the learning afterward. You didn't say Yerecha Eilu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir. Right? You didn't even say, let's say, the second bracha. Asher Right? Oh, that's the first bracha. But we'll see. Let's say you only made the bracha Asher Baruch Rabbanu for whatever reason. You still go and make the second bracha. Okay? Now, you get up there. Well, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about tomorrow. What should you be doing as you're walking up to make the bracha? Unless you're the bracha, right? We'll talk about that. And also, then we have another problem. After your aliyah, we'll see in Ches. After your aliyah, what do you have to do? Do you have to make the other brachas? Or the fact you got an aliyah knocks out both of the morning brachas that you make over the Torah? Okay? But you'll have to see that tomorrow. We'll see that tomorrow, Bling Nether. Hopefully, possibly. Bling Nether.